Blog Talk Radio.
The Machine.
What have I done to deserve a life like this? The devil's scared to fight us in the light. He hides in the midst of religion. But I know that my God is listening. Now for me, there's a greater mission. You're no girl, you're no man, but a plan for greater peace. I'll fight for the light until my flesh falls to cease. I'm fighting the devil, fighting police, and in the church. Lord, I'm looking at it Satan, cause in my music I curse. But I'm trying to do better, and that's the thing that really hurts. All the sex and the drugs in my life mean nothing. When my super friend hugs me at night, tears come rushing. There's no kryptonite, no villain, no lie that could be told that could separate the power that you have over my soul. So sudden is a habit when I'm gripping this mic. Y'all thinking I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to be like Christ in real life.
Yeah.
Are you still there? You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Sorry for the difficulties, everybody. Give me a second.
Are you still there? You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. Sorry you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Okay. Sorry for the difficulties. Hello? All right. Give me a second. Trying to call somebody right quick. Mega Chi is going to be online. He's going to be on air tonight. Talking about thyself and knowing thyself. Give me a second. Give him a call. Yo.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Alright, I'm gonna play some music and then we're gonna go ahead and do some prayer, man. I'm gonna let you pray, bro.
My folks and friends, listen to these words. See, God saved me from myself when no one else was around. And it was only by His grace, His mercy, His favor. Cause I know I don't deserve all the love He showed me, how He let me know He never gonna leave my side.
I love Him like I do. everybody around the world that's going through a lot. Yeah. And there is only one God. The Lord's our light, all the pain at night, he shined through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost, that's why he was on the cross for our sins. His words no more, so I not help the poor. Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health, time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band, and jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls. What the Lord told me.
Yes, yes, yes. Good night, everybody. I'm your host, Joseph the Dreamer. I have a special guest online. His name is Mega Chi. Basically, we're going to be explaining about knowing thyself and those aspects of things about, you know, our past, not just our past, but knowing our ancestors and everything. Knowing that, you know, I've been explaining about God for a couple of years on air and, talking about the Lord, Yahweh, Jesus, you know, but it's more about knowing ourselves and going deep into our roots. You know, to raise our a higher vibration. But I want to go ahead and introduce my homie right here, Mega Chi. You online?
Yeah, Mega Rachi, man.
Okay, Mega Rachi. Okay, my bad, man. All right, Mega Rachi, how's everything, man?
Yeah, everything good. Blessings go to you and the family.
Bless. All right. Yeah, man, I want to go ahead and let you pray, my brother, before we start anything, before we talk about anything, you know what I'm saying? And let God use us to speak and to wake up our brothers and sisters out there around the world, you know what I mean? So I want you to go ahead and pray.
All right, yep. You know, only thing I got to say, really, you know, praise to the Most High God of all gods, you know. Praises go out to the people that's in the struggle, you know, like going through everything, going through the pain, the struggle, you know, blessings go out to them, you know, with abundance, you know, a lot of things going on at this time. So, you know, blessings go out to them, blessings go out to the ones that's lost, you know, that's lost in the mind, brain dead in the mind that don't know the knowledge. You know, I wish the Most High God open up their eyes to see what it really is, you know. Blessings go out to them and, you know, everybody else, you know, that's trying to make it and, you know, trying to be successful in life, you know. And the ones, you know, blessings go out to all those that's over countries, you know, starving, you know, people that's dying, you know, all love go out to them too. So, you know, praise the Most High.
Okay, my brother, okay. Amen to that, my brother, because, you know, there's a lot going on around here, you know, all over the world, you know, there's a lot of things that's happening right now, my brother, you know, and we all got to stay in prayer and knowing thyself at the same time, because the earth is shifting, everything's changing, the environment is changing, and people need to know that, you know what I mean, but there's a few questions I'm going to go ahead and ask you or what topics we're going to talk about. Matter of fact, most likely, you know, I want to discuss about the 12 tribes. What can you tell me about the 12 tribes? Because some people don't know about, you know, the 12 tribes, you know, and when we do explain it to them, they don't find out, they don't even really find out it's in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? When we talk about it through the Bible, you know, people get mad about it. But I want you to go ahead and explain about 12 tribes, because 12 tribes is you know, basically based on the Word of God.
Right. You know what I
mean? Even it explains in Genesis 49, verses 28, it's all over the verse about the 12
right.
tribes. Yeah.
Yeah, the 12 tribes of Israel, you know, basically Israel is Jacob, but the name has been changed to Israel. The 12 tribes of Israel is, you know, the chosen people. Basically, you know, the Negroes, you know, they're the tribe of Judah, the Levites, that is Moses, you know, he was a priest. And then you go into, like, different tribes, like, you know, like the Puerto Ricans, the Guatemala, Dominicans, all the Hispanic cultures, the Seminole Indians, and all those people of melanin is the 12 tribes of Israel.
Okay. Well, people out there, it's like, you know, they're kind of confused due to the fact that, you know when we talk about 12 tribes, due to the fact they'd be like, oh, you know, you cause a separation when you talk about 12 tribe this and 12 tribe that. But knowing that that is our background, and, you know, people don't understand that, you know what I'm saying? You know, because basically America branded us, you know, they put a brand on us, you know what I'm saying? Saying, okay, we're from here instead of here. You know, I need you to explain that, because knowing that we're not just only 12 tribes or Hebrew Israelites, but most likely we're from the ancient Kemetic or Ethiopia.
Right.
You know, most
right.
likely.
Yeah, you're right. It started with Abraham. You know, he was in Egypt. He started with like 66 members, and over the years, like a few years, it turned to like 2 million, you know, and that's when, like around that time, it started being slavery, Egyptians enslaved, you know, the Hebrew Israelites, but really they was the same people. It was just they enslaving their own people. Then from there, Yahweh, he wanted his Hebrew Israelites, the 12 tribes, to get out of there and go to Israel. But yeah, it all started in Kemet, you know, ancient Kemet. That's when they first started. It was in Kemet, or known as Egypt today. And that's where they started. It started in slavery, you know, the Hebrew Israelites, and then they moved to Israel. You know, all the 12 tribes, all the people that's, you know, that so-called American, Haitian, you know, Bahamian, Jamaican, West Indies, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, Guatemala, all those tribes first started in Africa and Egypt. Then, you know, then they move out to out of Egypt, and they went to Israel.
Okay.
And everything started in Kemet. It started in Egypt.
Okay. But knowing that Egypt is not, you know, really what the word they explain is Egypt, but most likely
right.
ancient Kemet.
Ancient Kemet. That's right.
And they go deeper than that to find out, you know, because you say you did your research on ancient Kemet. It's most likely Ethiopia.
Yeah, Ethiopia. The whole continent of Africa was called Ethiopia.
They keep changing the name so they could actually keep us in the matrix, most likely.
Yeah.
It
started with Scipio Africanus. He went to war with Hannibal. You know, they had wars. It was the Punic Wars, and also the Battle of Zama. And, you know, they had wars, you know, at the beginning, Hannibal was winning. And, like, towards the end of the battle, he lost the battle. You know, he was, like, one of the great warriors in Africa at that time, Hannibal. You know, that's why that movie came out with Hannibal like that. But he was a threat, you know what I'm saying, with representing Africa. You know, he was going against Scipio Africanus. And at the end of the battle, you know, Scipio Africanus, he won. And then that's when the whole continent got changed to Africa, because back in those days, whoever take over the territory, they can name it after their name. So Africanus, that's his last name, and they changed it to Africa. So that's how the whole thing had got changed. After the battle with Hannibal, the whole continent got changed to Africa. They was battling with elephants. They had elephant spears, swords, and everything with the Punic Wars and the Battle of Zama. Then after that, they lost the battle. Hannibal them lost the battle. They lost a lot of things, and the whole continent just got changed to Africa. At first, it was Ethiopia. So that's how the whole continent got changed to Africa.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. So basically, it goes real deep. History explains itself. That's why they call it his story. So it's like basically.
Yeah, and the thing when you go into it, like history, it's like they in like, made history in 1600s. In the area of enlightenment, and where the age of enlightenment, the Renaissance area. So they made history itself in the 1600s. Whoever makes your history, they control your history.
Exactly, and they control the people that
believe in it.
Like just like how they control our food, they control what we watch. They control what we wear, and that's the number one thing right here. People don't understand when people's in the fashion trends, right? That's that
right.
Word trends. When you wear certain things, you see what I'm saying? Like for an example, a Medusa on your shirt, like a Versace. They explain in the music with Drake and all that. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a Medusa on your shirt. So it's like a trend. So they control everything, what we wear, what we eat, to actually block our pineal gland, to block what we see, what the world actually is. That's why Matrix, the movie, was actually brought out.
Yeah, the Matrix. And that was kind of weird. I was just talking to my family about Keanu Reeves. Like, he got a lot of movies that's out. That's like symbolic, like the same thing with the Matrix. It's only a chosen few. A lot of people is brain dead. It's only a chosen few that's woken up. And then he came out with another movie with Constantine. It's symbolic. It shows you like with the spear of destiny. The spear of destiny, that was a deadly thing. It was this guy had the spear of destiny. Every time he walked by, people just dropping dead. And Keanu Reeves, he was one of those guys that do exorcism in the movie, exorcise demons,
yeah.
Get the demons out of people and stuff like that. And then it shows you at the end of the movie of Constantine, what's so crazy, the movie called Constantine. That's going back to 325 AD when they made, Jesus' name, and when they start switching up the words in the Bible in 325 AD, and that's why I got a lot of contradictions, but that's on a whole nother topic. But at the end of the movie, it show you the spirit of destiny, and the spirit of destiny, that was the fatal blow that was killed by the Romans. Well, that killed Jesus. The Romans killed him with the spirit of destiny. It was by the Romans. That was the fatal blow. It called the spirit of destiny. That was the fatal blow that killed him when he was on the cross. So,
okay.
And that movie, yeah, speaking of Keanu Reeves, a lot of movies that's coming out, even like the 47 movie, coming back as a samurai with a sword, And
yeah.
Yeshua, Jesus, coming back with a sword. So a lot of movies, symbolic.
You know what, there's another movie coming out. I don't know if you heard about it, Noah.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, they have Noah that's coming out, but the thing is about it, the way they made the doctrine, you know what I'm saying? They didn't, it's, how could I explain this? It's a big movie, but then again, it's not explaining our African brothers. It's not a race thing, but you get what I'm saying. They don't put actors out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, for these type of movies like Noah, and they remaking it,
They whitewashing it.
But they have Cain and Abel with Will Smith.
Right.
Now, also,
mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, you know, these actors, they know something about to happen at the same time, but then again, you know, they fell into the pit.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, you know, right now, we all just got to get ready, you know what I mean? There was another thing I was going to ask you about, you know, eating right. So I'm saying, what you think about eating right, you know, eating the right.
It's all about mentally, physically, and spiritually. You got to eat right. You eat right, you live a long time. And not only that, it's good for your chakras. I don't know if they know about chakras, but every chakra you have is a different color. And them different colors is for, you know, it's like different foods you eat. You know, you got your root chakra, you got your navel chakra, you got your solar plexus, you got your throat chakra. You know, you got your heart chakra and you got your crown chakra. All of them is like different colors. And those colors, you know, it works with eating the right foods. You know, like if you look at a tomato is red. You know, if you look at a banana is yellow, you know. And it just keep going on like with an orange, you know. Orange is orange. Like every chakra is a different color, and that's what can your inner self, you know, your special abilities.
Can I ask you a question about the chakra? What verse on the Bible explains about the chakra? Because I know there's some people out there, they're gonna be like, okay, is this in the Word of God?
But basically, it was the kingdom that's in heaven. Like they say, is in you, God is in you, the kingdom is in you. That is the chakras. That is the seventh chakra. That was how, you know, Jesus would be able to heal people holistically. He would be able to walk on water, you know, and do all those type of things and see the future. You know, that's with your third eye. You see the future and stuff like that. All that got to do with the chakras. That's how he was able to do those supernatural things.
Wow.
Because he had his chakras lined up.
So, because you know, half of the Bible basically explains no sorcery, right, and these type of things. Do you think there's some contradictions dealing with that? Because when they say no sorcery, you know, it seems like they holding back the Hebrews from doing what they supposed to do. What you think about that?
Well, sorcery, they saying like sorcery was been. They saying that's bad. They using the sorcery. They don't want people to get open up to that knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Maybe everybody don't even should need to know that knowledge. You know, because if they do, they may use it for bad. Or they may use it against you. So that's probably one of the reasons why. But basically they just, you know, keeping all the power for themselves. Because all that knowledge came from Egypt. You know what I'm saying? All that knowledge, all that sorcery or mathematics, science, health, astronomy, you know, all that, you know, writing, everything to do with writing, everything to do with language, all that came from Egypt. So... And it just been whitewashed. Like I said, like 325 AD, that's when scriptures would start getting switched up. Everything was getting changed up, and they take out certain things, you know. So I figure if you're going to use it, it should be used for good, not bad, when it comes to, like, sorceries.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's
but
some people
yeah,
get
you, said,
confused, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So it's like with that situation, like, I don't think everybody should be into that because they may not know what they're doing or they may use it, you know, for bad. And that can make the whole situation worse than it is on their behalf.
Best in my knowledge, we don't need sorcery due to the fact that if we eat right, stop watching TV.
Right. Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think, like, I'm not telling nobody to go out there and do it.
Yeah.
But the main thing, what I say, because, like I'm saying, I'm a vegetarian. I eat right. You know, I don't watch TV or nothing like that. That's what the main thing, because, like, when you watching TV, they be casting spells. You know, that's what the same thing, like, like newscasts or weathercasts. You know, right. Certain words, they big on words.
Broadcast.
You see what I'm saying? They casting spells at you, and plus it changed. When you watch TV, they put you on a certain frequency or a certain vibration. You know what I'm saying? So if you notice, like if you don't watch TV in a long time and you start watching TV, you'll start hearing the frequencies. You'll start catching on to it. You know,
you know what?
The thought patterns.
There's frequencies when you sleep too.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to say, I don't know if it's a dream or not, but lately, right, when I sleep, it's like I'm talking on the phone in my ear. I hear like voices in my ear, like somebody saying hello, or I hear a female voice or something like that. I don't know if this ever happened to you, but it's like when I wake up, I feel like I was on the phone and I heard a voice saying hello, like something from another dimension or somewhat. I don't know what it is, you know, some spiritual connection, you know.
Right, and another thing with eating right, you know, you get like different information. You know, you'll start seeing things. Like, I noticed, like, before, like, I never used to see, like, spirits. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never seen spirits until, like, I became a vegetarian and started meditating. You know, you start getting more spiritual and your vibration will go up. Everything you say or do will start manifesting real quick. Like, as you speak, it start manifesting. You know what I'm saying? And you get different information, all type of abilities when you eat healthy, and plus you know you live a long time, a healthy life. So it always good to eat healthy. Even show you Genesis chapter 1:26. It shows you like all the trees, you know, every tree, every herb should be for thy meat. That's what you're supposed to eat. It shows you that the very first page of the Bible. And so that's what's supposed to be your meat. It's the trees and the herbs. So you know, that's so I think it's good for everyone to be like a vegetarian or a vegan. You know, definitely don't eat no pork or no beef. If you're going to eat an animal, make sure it's a clean animal. But it's best to be a vegetarian.
That word vegetarian is another word, too. You know that, right, my brother? Because, you know, you don't want to name yourself as a vegetarian, but knowing that you are more.
Right. You're saying like more mean black, you know, like more, like that came from Greek, where they, because
you
want to
know yourself as vegetarian, because that's another word, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, I'm just saying like more, it means more mean black, because back in those days, you wasn't speaking English. That arrived from the Greek. They called Moorish. That's what they called us back in those times. It was like more mean black. You know, that's what basically it is. You know, you black, you're a natural person. You know, you're children of the sun, so you're supposed to be eating, you know, from the ground. That's why, like, a lot of people that eat pork that's black, you know, they start getting sick. I don't know if you ever noticed that, but.
I noticed that a lot. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, they get sick after that because our body is not for that type of
stuff. I know you noticed in every project, every hood. Because, you know, I'm from the hood, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
me too.
And what they serve, sausage and pickle legs, right? You see these ice cream trucks with these agents inside, giving pickle legs and sausage, my brother. Come on now. Come on now. You don't think that's agents with these ice cream trucks passing by?
Yeah, man.
Come on, man. Sausages and pickle legs. That's disgusting.
That's junk food.
That maggots come out of that. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. It's like you're eating a human, you know.
Yeah.
Not including, you know, when I was listening to my brother earlier, the 13th son, you know, from YouTube, right?
Yeah.
He was explaining why there's so many Walmarts out here. Like, there's over 1,000 Walmarts and where they serve is food, but then again, there's no farms out here.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah. There's not that much farms as out there. You know, that can create more jobs, too. You know, they have farms out there. You know, those crops got to, you know, get picked. Like, almost daily, like if not every day, every other day, you know, keep the forms up and, you know.
What I was trying to actually explain is because what my brother said was actually saying that, you know, there's a lot of dead cows out here. There's no real food. Everything's artificial. It's like
right.
You better be careful what you eat because some of that meat.
You meet them little kids because them little kids. Because
yeah.
That's the thing, like them little kids. If you ever notice, I don't know if you like did research on it, but it's like millions of kids get missing. You know what I'm saying? Like it happens like year. I'm talking about like a year. Like a lot of kids get missing. You know, that probably can be the meat they eating because it cannot be that much cows in the world. You know how many?
Wow.
You know, McDonald's is getting served right now. Burger King is getting served right now as we speak. 24/7.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
There cannot be that much cows in the world. It got to
yeah.
be somebody.
I hear a lawsuit going for McDonald's.
The same thing with McDonald's. So it's some other meat, you know, they're giving people. You know what I'm saying? That meat is not authentic. It's not real. So it may be them little kids that they kidnapping. You know what I'm saying?
These people are really wicked out here, my brother. Really wicked,
yeah.
man. Really wicked. That's why we got to start eating right, you know, control what we eat, drink. At the same time, especially drinking milk. You know, it's artificial milk. It's not real milk anymore. Where they getting this stuff from? You see what I'm saying? They say the plants are going bad right now. You know.
Yeah, they're damaging the earth. That's what they're doing. They're messing up Mother Earth. You know.
The more they damage our people, the more they damage the earth.
Right. The more damage they do, yeah, true.
Because we're the melanin of the earth. So the more they depopulate us, the more they damage the earth.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know, man. I don't got
that thing, man. You know, 85% of the world is dark matter. You know what I'm saying?
And this is what God says from Numbers 23, verse 24. Behold, the people shall rise as great lions and lift himself.
Right.
We shall rise. The righteous shall rise. All the wicked things people are doing right now is old. They have to let it go. Because if nobody rise up right now, man, you're going to get left if you don't get right. That's what it is.
Yeah, the vibration is high on earth. You know, if your vibration ain't high, you're going to get left. You're going to get left, you know.
Wow. All right, my homeboy. Give me a second. I'm going to go ahead and go to commercial, play some music, and then we're going to go back on some more topics. I would like to thank all my listeners for listening tonight. You know, we're going to continue the show for tomorrow night also at 11 o'clock p.m. Mega Chi will be on air. You know, we're going to continue this for, you know, like for a while, man. You know, we're going to continue talking about these topics. Get together, work together. You know what I'm saying? Unite, build a foundation for ourselves. Let's not count on government. But let's count on ourselves and God at the same time. Let's go ahead and get this show rolling.
The Machine.
to ruin. What have I done to deserve a life like this? The devil's scared to fight us in the light. He hides in the midst of religion. But I know that my God is listening. Now for me, there's a greater mission. You're no girl, you're no man, but a plan for greater peace. I'll fight for the light until my flesh falls to cease. I'm fighting the devil, fighting police, and in the church. Lord, I'm looking at it, Satan, cause in my music I curse. But I'm trying to do better, and that's the thing that really hurts. All the sex and the drugs in my life mean nothing. When my super friend hugs me at night, tears come rushing. There's no kryptonite, no villain, no lie that could be told. That could separate the power that you have over my soul. So sudden is a habit when I'm gripping this mic. Y'all thinking I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to be like Christ in real life.
Yes, I am Joseph the Dreamer, your host, and I'm back on air. We're back on air.
That's right.
Yeah, so basically right now we got about a few minutes left, but we're going to go ahead and continue talking more. Megarachi, did I say it right? Megarachi.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Yeah, man, I received your text messages. I've seen them. Yeah, man, but we're going to do a new movement in this station, Faith is Power Radio. That's what it is. Faith is Power Radio is going to grow for the 2014 and beyond. I have my people's Hugo the Boss promotion. He's actually helping me put the station. I have Margarachi. He's going to be the new host on this station with me, you know, talking about truth and everything else. Basically, we're going to be posted up in a studio with high-quality mic, finally. Thank you, God. You know, Yahweh is working with us, the Most High, and we're going to advance for 2014 and do it big. So we can wake up everybody in the last days. Everybody got to listen. You know, it's no time to be a zombie, okay? Because these movies, that's out there.
It's time to be a zombie, man.
Yeah, it's time to stop being a zombie. So,
yeah.
You know, all these movies that's out there right now, you know, explain these zombies walking around. There's already zombies walking around. You know, these pill-popping animals and whatever you want to call them, people popping pills in clubs. And we have to work together, wake each other up, man, because, you know, there's a lot of things that's happening. Like, for an example, Cuba had a 5.1 earthquake, magnitude earthquake. A tsunami nearly almost hit Florida. I bet nobody knew about that. The only thing they actually knew is, you know, watching Kanye West all day in television, or Kim Kardashian. You see what I'm saying? Nobody ain't paying attention to the sinkholes, but they want to pay attention to the news line and television. You know, they're talking about the small stuff in local areas, but they're not talking about the big things that's happening around us. You know, the ice is melting, you see what I'm saying, from Antarctica, if I said it properly. I mean, you know, all over the United States is like below zero. Explain that. You see what I'm saying? There's a lot that's happening right now. Oh, I see there's a listener on air, you know what I mean, that's listening. Let me see if I can put that person on air, see if they're not shy. Hey, how you doing, listener? Are you on air? Okay, that person not saying nothing.
Be quiet.
Yeah, so back to the topic. So what else you want to cover for tonight, Megarachi, before we leave?
Well, basically, you know, eat right, you know, eat healthy, you know, if, you know, starting off, I know it probably can be hard, you know, leaving the beef alone, the steak alone, you know, you just start off eating baked chicken or grilled chicken, you know, or eat some turkey, but eat a lot of greens, you know. Just eat a lot of greens and fruits. then that's when you can upgrade just eating fish. You know, just that's the only meat you eat, like just fish, fruits, and vegetables. You know what I'm saying? Because that'll raise your vibration high. You'll have a very high vibration, and a lot of things will get done much quicker. And plus, you'll feel more healthy, and you won't get what you call niggeritis, you know, because, like, when you eat, it makes you sleepy. You know, so I don't know if you ever felt that way, you know, but usually I see that.
Yeah,
you know,
actually,
a lot of meat,
the anime from Adult Swim was actually talking about that from Boondocks.
Yeah.
You know, people make restaurants for that, just for that, you know.
Yeah, you go to sleep, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, and also it doesn't, when you eat healthy, it opens up your pineal gland.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another thing. So, you know, eat right, you know, stay prayed up, meditate, and, you know, just, you know, learn your knowledge. You know, that's what I want to, like, touch bases on.
Because people don't understand being Christ-like is very, very important.
That's what the whole thing about being holy, because, you know, holy, whole foods.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's
being
what the whole thing is.
Being whole. Being whole again, being one with God.
Yeah.
People don't understand that. People think it's just
the same thing with holistic. You know, all that is holy. You know, that's the same thing, you know. So that's one of the parts of it.
Becoming. At the same time, becoming. Because you're a human being. So you're a spiritual being at the same time. So we have to be spiritual to reach that another level of dimension. You see what I'm saying? People just stay in the Word of God, but then again, are you practicing the Word of God to being Christ-like at the same time? You know, because you can have the Word of God talk about the Lord all day, but he's actually waiting on us to get right so he could take us up. You see what I'm saying? That's why it explains in Revelations, I believe Matthew and Revelations, when he's coming for his bride, you know, and having a supper with the sheep, having supper with the righteous at the same time. And he's not going to have supper with the people that's not in that state. You know, if they're not ready, if they're not ripe, he's not going to take those certain individuals. You know, there's only a chosen few out there that's awake, and some people is not awake. You know, and that's why.
Only a chosen few.
Only a chosen few, man. Only a chosen few. Because even when we try to wake people up, they don't want to listen. You know, they want to do whatever they want to do. And that's no problem. You know, God gave us free will. But then again, he wants us to be in that righteous path.
Yeah, that's the thing, guys. You know, he gave us free will, so we won't be acting like robots or zombies.
Yeah.
But, you know, but these people, they got free will, and they got this, like, robots and zombies. He made us animated, you know, free will, you know, do what you want to do. You know, that's why I say, you know, good and evil. So it's your decision on what you want to take. But that's why we were made free will. You do whatever you want, you know what I'm saying? But these people walk around like zombies, and he didn't made us like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the zombies, y'all need to wake up.
Yeah, it's time to wake up, man, because, you know, time is running out. And, you know, they're making more technology, big flat screen TVs just to hypnotize us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I noticed? Like, black folks got every TV in the room. They got a TV in the living room. They got a TV in their mama room. They got a TV in their room. They got a TV even in the bathroom. They got a TV in every room. Rich people.
The worst thing about it is, man, they're not TVs anymore. They're monitors. I know you noticed that. It's monitors.
It's not a TV.
It's
television. That's what it is. They tell lies to your vision.
Because you know the real size of television now. But now it turned out to be a computer monitor.
So
basically they're monitoring us.
And they programming you. You see programs,
TV programs.
Yeah, you gotta look at the wordplay. Programming.
Television.
Television. I tell lies to your vision. Gotta look at the words. They gotta read between the lines.
Television. It blocks your vision. It blocks your pineal gland. It channels with your mind.
There you go.
It got you feeling all types of way. Just like Rich Coming Kwan, whatever that was.
Some
got
type
you
of way.
All types of way.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah, man. So this is about that time, man. We would love to continue this topic tomorrow at the same time at 11 p.m. Continue, you know, the truth, gospel. You know what I mean? 13 love always.
13 love. 13 respect. 13 blessings. 13 abundance. Go out to everybody.
And people think 13 is a bad number, but if people see that those 12 disciples plus Jesus, they need to add that up.
13, 1, he was
they need to add that up. But, you know, it's very important. So I'm going to go ahead and pray before we go. Everybody that's been listening, bless those that wants to wake up. In the name of the Lord Yahweh, cover us and give us strength and knowledge and wisdom. And let us not fall into the devil's pit or devil's bin or playground, because I know he has a little bit of time left, Lord. So give us strength to rise up and be like you and be Christ-like, Lord Yahweh. I pray in your name, Most High. Amen. Everyone have a blessed night. We'll continue tomorrow at 11 p.m. God bless.
I watch your face while you are asleep.
Yeah.
Arresting grace.
This is for you, Haiti.
I want to keep.
This is for everybody around the world. That's going through a lot. Yeah. And there is only one God.
The Lord's on light, all the pain at night. He shined through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. This world's no more, so why not help the poor? Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls.
The Lord told me. Up, you gotta be honest, just listen to my voice. In this world, you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times, just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me, cause we gotta make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces, very unhappy. Now the devil trying to trap me, but my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour. I become my dream, every day I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause it's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
I watch your face while you are asleep. Arresting grace, I want to keep. I'll light the way.
Hold on.
So you can see.
Even though it's a long road, long road.
lot of pain right now.
Every day
but just keep faith.
Keep strong.
We're here to overcome everything, no obstacles.
Hold on,
live your dreams.